London Mayor Sadiq Khan, Trump is global threat, Farage a 20th century fascist. By Jack Montgomery on June 2, 2019. London Mayor Sadiq Khan has said Donald Trump should not be granted a state visit in Britain, branding him part of the global threat of a rising far right, and accusing Nigel Farage and national populist leaders like Italy's Matteo Salvini and Hungary's Viktor Orbán of emulating 20th century fascists. The Labour politician accused Mr. Trump of using xenophobia, racism and otherness as an electoral tactic, introducing a travel ban to a number of predominantly Muslim countries, and lying deliberately and repeatedly to the public. Among a host of other allegations, comparing the American leader's actions to the actions of European dictators of the 1930s and 40s. The military junta is of the 1970s and 80s. Vladimir Putin or Kim Jong-un in an article for the Left Liberal Observer. Donald Trump is just one of the most egregious examples of a growing global threat, declared Khan, who has repeatedly attacked the U.S. president for his tough stances on border security and Islamist terrorism. The far right is on the rise around the world. Viktor Orbán in Hungary, Matteo Salvini in Italy, Marine Le Pen in France and Nigel Farage here in the UK are using the same divisive tropes of the fascists of the 20th century to garner support, he claimed, warning that they are using new sinister methods to deliver their message, while avoiding specifics on what these methods might be. Khan, who once fought for the Nation of Islam's racist, anti-Semitic leader Louis Farrakhan to be admitted to Britain, declared it was un-British to be rolling out the red carpet this week for a formal state visit for the U.S. president, who he claimed did not represent America's values of equality, liberty, and religious freedom. At what point should we stop appeasing, and implicitly condoning, his far-right policies and views? Where do we draw the line? Khan demanded. Rather than bestowing Trump with a grand platform of acceptability to the world, we should be speaking out and saying that this behavior is unacceptable, and that it poses a grave threat to the values and principles we have fought hard to defend. Often together, for decades, the anti-Brexit politician insisted. President Trump has not been shy about firing back at Khan in the past, taking him to task for claiming that there was no reason to be alarmed after a radical Islamic terrorist attack centered on London Bridge and Borough Market, which involved a vehicle attack and several rampaging knife men. We must stop being politically correct and get down to the business of security for our people. If we don't get smart, it will only get worse, he added. Terror attacks and violent crime, particularly knife crime, have risen precipitously in Britain's hyper-diverse capital during Khan's mayoralty, driven in part by his pre-election pledge to do all in my power to cut the use of police stop and search, which he regarded as implicitly racist. And Mr. Trump has not hidden his belief that the Labour politician has done a terrible job. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.